This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Bigger Picture, and I'm T. Xiao Yik. We are now more than a month into phase two of the COVID-19 vaccination program, which is calling for those above 60 and those with comorbidities to get vaccinated. But the registration rate has still been low due to some concerns, especially among older adults, about the safety of the vaccines. So here at BFM, we've been speaking to some senior citizens who have gotten their jabs and want to encourage others to do so. Here are their stories.
BFM, this is V.C. George. I am a 90-year-old lawyer. I practiced for 25 years as a lawyer, and then I became a judge of the High Court, later a Court of Appeal, for some 15 years.
And you've gotten your COVID-19 vaccinations already?
Yes, I had both the doses. In both cases, I didn't suffer from any discomfort other than tenderness at the site of the injection. I felt a little tired the next day. Second dose, I felt tired for 2 days, pleasantly tired. I just got into bed with a book, read something, a couple of farces from P.G. Woodhouse.
That sounds like a great choice to keep you company. How did you feel when it was first announced that vaccinations would be made available, especially for senior citizens? What were your thoughts about the COVID-19 vaccination program?
I think before the vaccination program, I want to tell you what my reaction was from the pandemic hitting the country. I thought it would be affecting people, but not me. I went through polio years ago, then there was dengue, and both those cases, the attitude I took was, it's going to hit somebody else, it won't hit me. But I'm afraid with COVID also, I took the same attitude until it started hitting closer to home. Two of my nephews tested positive, one of the doctor frontliner. They were hospitalized, but the treatment was effective. But an assistant to my nephew, he fell seriously ill and eventually succumbed to the disease. And then a couple of my grand nephews also were tested positive. Fortunately, they also got over the thing. But I suddenly realized it was near home. I realized that I got to take it very seriously.
So how did that help in your decision to go for the vaccination?
Okay, so I now took a different view. I said, I think we got to look at this government's idea about vaccination. Now, a whole lot of people discussing it have got pros and cons about taking the vaccination. I decided that none of us really had the expertise, the knowledge or the expertise to take a meaningful decision. So I thought we have to leave it to somebody else. And so the Ministry of Health in this country and the equivalent of the Ministry of Health in other countries were all directing their attention that vaccination seems to be the answer. Of course, there were questions raised as to, are the vaccines reliable? Would it cause problems to people who take it? Mm-hmm. And as far as all that is concerned, as I said earlier, I'm quite clear in my mind that neither I or any of the people around here had the knowledge or expertise to take a meaningful decision. So you had to depend on somebody. And so in my own mind, I said, I'll depend on what our own Ministry of Health suggests we do to handle the situation. And so I decided to go along with the flow and take the vaccine.
Mm. Can you share a little bit about the process of actually going for the vaccination? What was that like?
All right. My son organized it. Both my wife, I'm 90, as my wife is 86, so we are considered a little older than middle age, right? And my son helped us, my son Chaku, who's with us, helped us to register ourselves, and then we both got different dates. I went to Frim, and so I went there. My son accompanied me. He thought I was old. And that I should, I wanted to go on my own, but he said, no, I better accompany me. And I'm glad he came because you got to fill up a lot of forms and talk to people. your Bahasa must be pretty good to understand what's going on. I want to say this very quickly, that I was most impressed with the most efficient manner in which people involved in were conducting the giving of the vaccine at FRIM. There were a whole lot of people, but they had chairs for everybody to sit, and there were people assisting you, very helpful, cheerful people.
Mm-hmm.
I was delighted to see a whole lot of people of my contemporaries.
Mm-hmm.
All of them were cheerfully queuing up and waiting our turn, and the whole thing was conducted very efficiently by the authorities.
Now, there are apparently quite a number of senior citizens in this phase two who are not showing up for their appointments. And a lot of children who are also having problems convincing their elderly parents to go for the vaccination. So what do you think? Would you have some advice to help us communicate with our older relatives?
Oh, it's a thing that has been on my mind. You know, what's happening is that with all this sort of information coming in, not necessarily reliable, people wonder whether if they take the injection, they could actually suffer from serious illness because of taking of the vaccination. That's a story floating around. But while the Ministry of Health is coming out with details of how many people are tested positive, how many died and things like that, as far as I know, they've never come out with any numbers about people who have taken ill because they've taken the vaccine.
Mm.
So we've already gone through this period of taking the vaccines, first dose, a whole lot of people, and a whole lot of have even taken the second dose. But I don't know of, I know one or two friends of mine who felt uncomfortable. One of them had some muscle problems and so on, but 3 or 4 days later, they were okay.
Are you saying that these fears are unfounded?
So I think that the vaccine itself is not causing any problems that call for keeping away from taking the vaccine. But the general public don't seem to know this, and it is, I think, one of the things that the ministry should do is to advise people on what actually is happening to people who take the vaccine. Talking to people like me, of course, BFM is, if I may say so, is doing the right thing. And if some people think have got an adverse view about the matter, I think that also should come out
mm-hmm.
and find out on what basis they say that they have adverse views.
Yeah. And finally, maybe you'd like to leave us with a message to encourage everyone to get registered for their vaccination?
Oh, there's no question about it. I really want to encourage everybody to take the vaccination. It is we are talking of the situation of immunity in the country to be such that it will put paid to the endemic that is that we are now suffering from.
Mm-hmm.
The only solution to me, it seems to me, is that the huge number of people should be immunized. So I would encourage people, old and young, or everybody to take the vaccine. Of course, you don't seem to have too much of a choice as to what vaccine you can take. But whether you have a choice or not, I think one should take the injections. I suggest to everyone listening to me not to hesitate. Go and take the vaccine and make sure that everybody near and about you also takes the vaccine.
You just heard from Tan Sri VC George, former Court of Appeals judge, who's 90 years old, and he was sharing why it was important for him to get the COVID-19 vaccination. If you'd like to share his experience with your friends and family, you can download the podcast from BFM.my or from our BFM app by searching for COVID-19 vaccine stories. You can register for the jab on the MySejahtera app or on vaccinecovid.gov.my. Or you can choose to opt in for the AstraZeneca vaccination, which is currently open to senior citizens above the age of 60 in Selangor, Kuala Lumpur, Johor, Sarawak and Penang. This has been The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.